we had a private bus tour booked. What they do is they go through several pubs in Donegal for like a party or celebration or come up to Christmas. And I suppose the more they got intoxicated, the driver started to have problems with them, and I pulled in for them to go to the pull in to go to the toilet, and they just put out the window with the back window. The window out in the street, and it's a big steel frame of a window, so it just doesn't push out that handy. And they were just traumatised the driver, so that it.
How was the driver feeling, and how is he feeling today?
Driver still is still shook. Obviously, there's 14 men against one driver. Like they were, they've been very ignorant. Like they started to smoke in the bus, they lit cigarettes, and they tried to burn his ear when he was driving, and him trying to concentrate and driving on the road, and the weather conditions were terrible on Saturday night, as everybody knows. They started to smoke cigarettes and throw the lit butts into the front of the dash of the bus to see if it would light on fire. It was just sort of shocking behaviour.
And you posted, or there was a post on social media saying that they had until the end of the day to pay for the damage. Did anything transpire? Did anybody come forward?
Yeah, we had a post up on social media yesterday looking for them to come forward. In fairness, one of the fellas that actually the bus was booked through, him and his mother had come to us yesterday offering to sort it out themselves, but it's not really fair that he's the one carrying the burden on his shoulders and nobody else is coming forward. Like out of 14 men, he's the one person that has been sorry about it, has apologised about it several times.
And what message would you have for people that are looking to book your vehicles for parties in terms of this kind of behaviour?
Well, we never bother on the buses for like that there, but that going forward, like they shouldn't be doing that in public at all. Not never mind our buses, like our drivers are scarce in Ireland at the minute, as everybody knows. And getting drivers to do this kind of work now is going to be difficult going forward because they feel like their life's threatened.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any further questions unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
No, that's grand. Just yeah. Hopefully they come forward today and they accept responsibility for what they've done. And I hope it stops them from doing it to anybody else's property in the future.